This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. College football expansion? Question mark? Talk about that coming up. Your phone calls are always welcome. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. NFL season kicks off a week from tonight on NBC and Peacock. Josh Allen, the Bills battling Super Bowl champs Aaron Donald and the Rams. NFL kickoff next Thursday, 7 Eastern on NBC. Also, Aaron Donald was making the rounds yesterday. He was promoting a product. And I guess the PR person who was helping facilitate these interviews said you weren't allowed to ask about the helmet swinging incident. He didn't want to talk about the incident. So he did a media tour on Wednesday to promote a product. And you see, this is quid pro quo. It's, hey, we'll have you on. You get to talk about your product, and we get to ask you, unless you're Matt Harvey, and he only wanted to talk about Qualcomm, we normally get to ask you questions. You get to promote your product. Now, there's usually a limit on the time that you get. There's usually not a limit or any kind of language that says you can't ask certain things. But that's happened to us before. And usually right before we've done an interview where the PR person will say, or sports information director will say, hey, you can't ask such and such about this. And then I always say to Fritzy, tell him, we'll talk to him at another time. Because you can't have somebody on and all of a sudden you go, you're not asking the elephants in the room. Aren't you going to ask? And we've had to have those conversations with people who want their product promoted. I can't have your athlete spokesperson on. And Aaron Donald should know he's going to be asked about it, and you're going to answer it. Paulie talked to the host, Zach Gelb of CBS Sports Radio. He did an interview with Aaron Donald, and then it got really strange because the PR person interrupted the segment. So Zach Gelb is doing the interview. He asks about the helmet swinging incident. She jumps in. Now she's the one that's part of the interview. So she pops up on the screen. It's almost like Tonya Harding. When I asked Tonya Harding about what happened with Nancy Kerrigan and the incident with the Olympics.
Hang on, Paul wants to talk to you.
And her spokesperson Paul jumps on. Hold on a second. Paul wants to talk to you. Paul jumps on, whoever Paul is, and it's like, oh, we're going to go there, Dan? What are we doing here?
I go, what's up, man?
Doing an interview, Paul. Why don't you get off the phone?
We'll keep it a positive. We're not talking about this stuff.
Yes, Paul.
I traded notes last night with Zach Gelb of CBS Radio, and he did a good job. He asked Aaron Donald. It's one of the biggest stories in sports, the helmet swinging thing and what, if any, punishment it was. And Zach started asking a couple questions about it. Aaron Donald was shaking him off, and then the PR person removed Aaron Donald's feed, took him off the screen, and started saying, hey, we got to move on. We got to hit the product. He's like, I'm going to hit the product. Of course I'm going to hit the product, but I have some questions here. That's on Aaron Donald and his people to know that if you're going to promote a product.
Yes. Yes. He should have canceled the media tour. That, you know, wait a couple of weeks where it dies down. But this is still a hot topic. It's Aaron Donald. You're looking for things to ask. This is something that could make headlines. You got to ask that. As a journalist, you have to ask the question. You can't go, now, I've said before, maybe a couple of times in my career, where I'll say such and such doesn't want to answer or we're not allowed to ask this. But then I still will paraphrase something to try to get them to at least comment on it. But usually they'll say, look, you can't beat this guy up over this. And I'll go, okay, I'm getting one question in. There may be a follow-up. That's it. And if you don't want to have your client on, but I've been told this right before we start. And then I think I tried to say it one time where I'm not supposed to ask you this question, according to, but I'm going to. Like, you just can't do that. And it's really, it's just bad business on the part of a PR person. And you can't jump in during an interview. Aaron Donald's a big boy. I mean, what are you doing? You either have a game plan or you don't. And you know what you did? You made it a bigger story. You made it worse. Yeah.
I sent a note on Twitter to Zach Gelb. I said, hey, good job last night or whatever. And he goes, I'm just here to talk about Qualcomm. Thanks, Paul. He gets it.
It's tough. And then you'll get athletes who they start to get nervous that you're not going to bring up the product. And then they'll try to work it in where you'll ask them, hey, so what are the expectations for this season? Well, blah, blah, blah. But I'm, as long as I got my Old Spice, deodorant, I'm going to be in good shape.
Like, expect Sprite to quench your thirst.
And then you want to say, we'll get to that. You can promote the product. Oh, God. Yes, Tom.
I love when the PR person or agent right before the interview says, don't bring up something. And it's not even something that we even knew about or was in our research. Can't ask him about his uncle. That whole thing was a mess.
That happened a couple of times, and we weren't allowed to ask about something. And I went, okay, I won't ask anything.
Don't ask about last weekend in Vegas.
Yes.
We don't need to talk
about
that.
That was a misunderstanding, and he's past that. Yeah.
Nobody got arrested, and then you're like, wait, what?
Googling right now.
It's usually something that I would not bring up, but they bring up something. And then all of a sudden you go, all right, I want to ask about that. Russell Wilson has a new contract. It's a 5-year deal. It's a contract extension. So that's on top of the 2 years he had left on his current deal. So it looks like it's a 7-year deal. It's a 5-year deal. It's worth $245 million. $165 million is guaranteed. So the total payout for the next 7 years is just under $300 million. Okay. He's 33, going to turn 34. He'd like to play into his 40s. And he is under contract now with the Denver Broncos. Let's ride for the next 7 years. How do you feel about that, Todd?
I actually feel good about that. They haven't had a quarterback in so long, so I'm not worried about 4 years, 6 years, 7 years. It's nice to know that as long as he's healthy over the next several years, they've got a A-level quarterback that can get them back to where they used to be.
The College Football Playoff Committee, the Board of Managers, they are apparently going to meet and quote, momentum towards playoff expansion. This according to ESPN. I think they're going to get together on Friday and talk. And what you're going to have is, can they speed this up? Okay. There was the College Football playoff committee is looking at the 12-year contract with ESPN that expires following 2025. Now they want to move it up to 2024. And as I reported a year ago, at the time they were looking at 2023. This is no different because it's the same thing. It's, can we move it up sooner because we're leaving hundreds of millions of dollars on the table. Now it's a year later. Now they're trying to do 2024. And for everybody who criticized me saying, what about, don't you understand there's a contract to 2025? To all of you college football writers, answer that question now because it's the same thing. 2025, contract, there's so much money at stake. Seems like they might be willing to break a contract. Because that's what they were looking at in 2023. Oh, boy. No, it's embarrassing. Just because a college football insider didn't have that story, what do I know about that? All I know is I reported what I reported a year ago that they were talking about. Not it was imminent. It was going to happen. Even had Pauly go back and look at what we said on the show. But now they're looking at maybe 12 to 16 teams. And here's the key. The 10 FBS conference champions would get automatic bids. That's what they're looking at. Man, I got to be careful with every damn word I say because somebody's going to grab this. It's like Nebraska and Arizona State, Urban Meyer. All I told you is, hey, keep an eye on these two teams. But I was told by, you know, a college football source yesterday, Arizona State is a sleeping giant. And if Herm Edwards is on a hot seat there, then is that a place where Urban Meyer could go? That's all it was. Now you got websites going, Urban to Nebraska? Question mark? There's no report. It's a discussion. That's all. But if I look at Arizona State, and if Herm Edwards is on the hot seat, would Urban Meyer want to go to Arizona State? And I was told by a source, you know, Nebraska, you know, wouldn't rule it out, but keep an eye on Arizona State. Now, his expert opinion says Arizona State, sleeping giant. It's great campus. You can get your players in. They can get in academically, and it's a sleeping giant. That's all I was told. So that's a source saying, here's a place where Urban Meyer could come back in. That's all it is. Not they've reached out, they've talked to him, nothing. So Urban may come out and say, you know, tonight on the, you know, Fox Sports, their kickoff show, I have not been contacted or I'm not interested. I'm not saying that he's interested or he's been contacted. But yeah, I'm here to say this could make sense. That's all. Nebraska, This is the last year if Scott Frost doesn't turn it around, it feels like. But the same source said to me, don't be so quick to move on from Nebraska. They got all these transfers in. They should have beaten Northwestern, but they still have a good team. And they could right the ship. Those are his words. But it's the same thing with the college expansion. I'm just telling you what my source said. And that was they were trying to speed this up to 2023. Why wouldn't they? And all I kept hearing was, what about the contract? Don't you know there's a contract? Do you follow college football? There's a contract here. And I went, I realize that. Do you realize contracts are broken every single day? And coaches leave and there's buyouts. Schools leave a conference. Texas, Oklahoma, we're going to leave. We'll leave early. Pac-12, UCLA, USC. Oh, my God, you got a contract. Yeah, got a contract. Well done. Yeah, Paul.
This July at Pac-12 Media Days, the Pac-12 commissioner, the new Pac-12 commissioner, discussed these possibilities. He said, yeah, we've had discussions about this, and it feels like we're closer than ever to agreeing to a format, changing the format earlier, blah, 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 blah. He basically said that this is always in play. They're always having discussions about the future of college football. They also speculate Every year that they don't do this, the college football, both the teams and the networks, are losing about $125 million of possible revenue that they would get by going to this new format earlier. $125 million they're passing on.
And that's what this is about. It's just about the money. I mean, you just want to get it earlier. You win the lottery, you want your payout earlier. Now, you can win the lottery and you get paid out over a longer period of time, but you want to speed this up and you want to collect your winnings from the lottery. And that's what college football is doing, at least trying to. No different than trying to do this in 2023, and they're now maybe looking at 2024. Zero difference, just a year difference. Yes, Paul.
Before we break, do you remember that lottery about 2 months ago that was over $1 billion, the biggest in history that we all played? The person who won, it was a single person who won it, has still not come forward and turned in his or her ticket.
Well, now is the time for me to come forward and tell you I did not win that lottery. Come on, Paul.
But they do have a full year to turn it in.
No, they do?
Yeah.
Do you wait until... See, it just feels like, where do you put that ticket and make sure nothing happens to it? Why are you waiting? Unless something happened to the person. Yes, Mark?
If you win the lottery, is there a way where no one can know that you won the lottery? Like, no press conference?
I think so.
It depends on the state.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, states have different rules. Some states force you to be public, and other ones you can have your attorney pick it up.
Because they like to do that press conference and give you that big check. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, and this the winner was in Des Plaines, Illinois, not Des Plaines, Illinois. They won $1.34 billion, the biggest ever, and they do have a year to turn it in.
Mm.
Dang, man.
But we would show up the next day for work, correct?
We would. I think we would.
I would.
We may show up in rough shape.
Okay, Marv.
It would be the juiciest day in the history of sports radio because we're airing everybody out.
Wait, would that be our last show? Not for me.
Oh, I didn't mean, no. I'm sorry. I'll be here every day.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
Actually, we can't air the grievances after we win the $1 billion because then we could be sued for libel and slander and really they get our money. We got to do it when we're broke.
Yes, Seton.
Is zooming in from the Mediterranean, does that count as working that day?
Oh, that counts.
Daniel Snyder. He does it.
I'm on the Daniel Snyder plan. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm on my yacht already.
Yeah.
12 hours later, I'm already in the Mediterranean.
Subpoena me. I'm in the subpoena this.
Yeah, I can laugh from there. I can update the poll question if you need me to, whatever. I can do all that from there.
Yes, Todd.
Belize, you know, south of France somewhere. You know, I think we each take a part of the world, and we're just kind of scattered over the most beautiful areas of the world.
I don't think Belize is.
Belize is kind of nice.
South of France.
No, but I'm saying Belize or south of France or Rome, whatever. Take a pick, whatever.
Do you know where Belize is?
Like in South America or something?
Yeah.
Near Peru, I don't
think
know.
It's Central America, Belize.
Yeah, I'm not really good with
it. It's on the cusp. If I...
It's right in the middle of, it feels like, that peninsula.
It's like a hotbed of expats.
Well, you had that guy, who was the crazy guy who...
The security...
Yes.
McAfee. Pat McAfee.
John McAfee.
Running around in camo.
Like, had guns and dogs and bodyguards.
Driving on the beaches and horrors.
But if you go to Belize, I've been to Belize, and there are signs that will say you can go to his home where he lived. It's part of, like, the, you know, tourism. Yeah, Paul.
I'm looking at Belize. They got lots of beaches. Looks pretty nice. It's definitely Central America.
Well, it's south of France, I think, isn't it, Tom?
Something like that.
Belize Navidad.
I want to go to that. That's all right. I want to go to where, like, those nude beaches are, where, you know, the ladies are. I have to get my permission from my wife.
I went to a nude beach in Vermont.
How'd that go?
Paulie, you know where that nude beach is?
The Ledges.
Yes.
Yes, the Ledges is a nude beach in southern Vermont.
Yeah. And so I'm on a boat, and the guy who's with me is like, you want to go see the nude beach? I said, sure.
See a little heady topper, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. And so... It's usually the people who shouldn't be nude who are nude. No, you're like, no, that's not good. Yes, Marv.
Time to take off the Carhartt and let's get it going.
Yeah. Let me take a break. Mike Florio is going to stop by. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. The news that broke right before we came on to do this show this morning, Russell Wilson agrees to a 5-year contract extension. So that's 7 years for Russ, the deal worth, if you throw in the entire 7 years, at around $296. But all I care about is the guaranteed money. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host on Peacock with Chris Sims. He joins us now. What do you make of the Russell Wilson deal, Mike? What stands out?
Well, I was surprised, Dan, that the deal isn't fully guaranteed because that's what Deshaun Watson got. And one of the impediments to the fully guaranteed deal is because of the NFL's outdated funding rule that was put in place years ago to help the players and protect them against insolvent owners, you got to put a big chunk of that money in escrow. And the understanding was the Cardinals couldn't do that or wouldn't do that with Kyler Murray. Now here we are, kind of the tiebreaker. what's going to happen with Russell Wilson. While we're watching Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson doesn't get the fully guaranteed deal. Clearly, new ownership of the Broncos can afford to put the full value of the contract in escrow. This, I think, was about not pissing off the new partners of the Broncos' new owners, because we know the NFL owners don't like these fully guaranteed quarterback contracts. So that's what surprised me, because I thought Wilson, who has always pushed for market value deal, and he's got a client who represents, or an agent, excuse me, represents one client, so he can be very aggressive and not worry about other relationships. I'm surprised you didn't get a fully guaranteed contract. I really am.
Does Russell Wilson's contract impact Lamar Jackson's negotiations at all?
I think what it does, Dan, is it makes it harder for Lamar Jackson and the Ravens to get a deal done, because I think the Ravens will now be emboldened in their position. We're not giving you a five-year fully guaranteed Deshaun Watson type contract, and we know that's what Lamar wants. Unless Lamar Jackson hires an agent, this is going to be a very hard deal to get done. And I've been saying for years, he needs to hire an agent, because you don't just need someone, Dan, who can negotiate and work with the team. You need somebody who can turn around whenever you get the best number on the table, the best package, whatever the Ravens will absolutely do and not a penny more. You need somebody who can counsel the player on the risks, the benefits, the rewards of saying, no, I'll just go forward with $23 million guaranteed this year and nothing beyond. Or, yeah, it's probably a good idea that I accept this offer, even if it's not exactly everything that I want.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out the timing of this, because the Ravens are on the clock. What do they have, 9 more days to get this deal, 10 more days to get this deal done? Because once the season starts, then they're not going to negotiate anymore?
Hey, Dan, I think it's less than that as a practical matter. I think they got 4 more days, because once we get into practice week, preparation week for week one, I don't think Lamar Jackson's going to want to have to mess with it any longer, unless he gets himself an agent. And if he gets himself an agent, that changes everything. Then the conversations can continue. He's no longer burdened by trying to figure out how I'm going to get ready to play football and how I'm going to work out a contract with my team. And look, this isn't a knock on Lamar Jackson. I think every franchise quarterback who's trying to get a contract needs someone who is skilled, experienced, wise, understanding, and can eventually maybe speak a hard truth to a player who has it in his head, I want more than what they're offering. Maybe what they're offering is the best you're going to get, and it's better than your current circumstance of letting it ride.
I'm talking to Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. The Baker Mayfield quote that is now making the rounds, went viral, as the kids like to say. Is it on the record if you do talk to a reporter, but it's not in a reporter setting? I'm trying to understand this, because, you know, now it's bulletin board material for the Cleveland Browns.
Well, I think we've got two questions here that are kind of inside baseball for what we do. The first one is it off the record, on the record, when a sideline reporter who doesn't even work for the Panthers, it's a Panthers-Bills game, Cynthia Freeland is there talking to Baker Mayfield. Is that on the record, off the record? Then there's the question, did he even say it? Apparently he didn't say it. She said it, and he agreed with her, which is a far cry from him saying, I want to F the Browns up. The other question I have, Dan, and I need to go back and listen to the podcast where this all first came to light. It's the Around the NFL podcast, an NFL media production. I think the host kind of took, you know, a liberty with an off-air conversation and coaxed her into saying something that maybe she wasn't comfortable saying on the air. And that's all because, you know, you know this. We always hear things in the green room, on the bus to the stadium, whatever the case may be. And before you're going to put someone on the spot, you want to make sure they're comfortable telling that story on the air. You don't just drop it on them. And that may have happened here too. So I think it got dropped on her unprepared. And then she made the mistake of saying that he said it when he clearly didn't say it. She said it, and he simply agreed at most.
Yeah, I was trying to understand sort of the paper trail on this, and you're right. This is, you know, inside baseball in our world of what we deal with, but Baker came out and said, look, I never said it. And, you know, so now it's he said, she said.
Hey, Dan, here's the big takeaway I had. He never said it, But he still wants to do it.
Yes. It's not that he didn't think it, right? John Gruden's situation with the NFL, and I think there was talk of maybe trying to have private arbitration here with the lawsuit here. So what is the basis of John Gruden's suit and the likelihood he could win this and what that means for his future?
John Gruden's lawsuit against the NFL and the commissioner is very simple. He's arguing that they took private, confidential information that was part of the Washington Commanders investigation, peeled off a few pages, deliberately gave that information to the media in order to put Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, in a position where he had to push John Gruden out. Because you know what? If this stuff never ends up in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, maybe Mark Davis says, hey, these were emails that were sent years ago. He wasn't working for me. I'm not going to be pushed to fire this guy or ask him to resign. I'm keeping him. So it gets leaked publicly and Davis has to get rid of him. So Gruden, who owns the fact that he sent the emails, is basically saying the NFL engineered this process deliberately and wrongfully in order to get me out of a job. The arbitration comes up, Dan, because anytime the NFL gets sued by a former coach, a current coach, anyone who's signed a contract with a team, they try to run it through this arbitration process because it's secret. It's rigged in their favor. How can it not be? The commissioner's the one who presides over the process. How can you not have a clear bias when the person who is employed by the teams is the one who's resolving claims against the teams? They shouldn't want that. The commissioner shouldn't want to be in that spot. But he is every time, and it's going to be an issue in the Flores lawsuit. It's an issue in Gruden's lawsuit. Now, Gruden won so far. Gruden has won the argument of whether or not the case goes to arbitration. But the NFL, history tells us, will appeal that to the highest court in the land, delay this Gruden case for 2, 3, 4 years while the league tries desperately to keep this case out of the public eye. If it's in open court, we get to find out a lot of stuff. If it's in arbitration, we may never know the details of how those emails got out.
John Gruden coaching the NFL again?
No, absolutely not. No way. No way. First of all, his time with the Raiders was not impressive. His draft picks, and he was running the show there, not Mike Mayock. I mean, Mike Mayock's basically setting the table. Gruden is calling the shots.
Yeah.
A disaster. Yeah. And Dan, even though it's wrong, when you sue the Shield, when you sue the commissioner and put them in this position of having to fight and maybe eventually settle, how do you expect, it's wrong, but how do you expect when there's an opening with one of 32 teams and there are plenty of qualified candidates, how do you ever expect to get one of those jobs again? I could see him landing at a college if he's content trying to teach 18, 19, 20-year-olds. I don't know he would be, but the chances of him being an NFL head coach ever again, I think, are somewhere between slim and none, and far closer to none.
It feels like college football, maybe a second tier Pac-12, maybe SEC, something like that. Does that make more sense? The fact that he was at the Little Rock, Arkansas touchdown club, and Arkansas is a top 20 team, so I thought, you know, maybe he's just there and, you know, a not-so-subtle message of, I'm here if you need me. But he said all the things like, hey, I go to church, and I've been married for 31 years. I got 3 great kids, and I did these bad things with the email. Inexcusable. But is he hireable for a university?
I think it would have to be the right university that has the right location, demographics, boosters, And basically folks were willing to say, John Gruden means we're going to win. So we're willing to forgive and forget. We're willing to overlook all this other stuff. We're willing to do the mental gymnastics necessary to come to the conclusion that just because somebody goes to church or claims they do and has been married for 31 years, that must mean all is well and everything's fine and it's not going to be a problem. And at the end of the day, we just want to win. He'll come work for us and we won't have to pay him a ton of money, and maybe we'll be a better program. I think that's his best shot if he's willing to do it. And you know what? If he could go to a college program and have some dramatic impact and turn it around, I don't know. Maybe at that point, the NFL starts paying attention again. I doubt it, though, that it's ever going to be enough to get him back to the NFL.
I'll leave you with this. We talked about this yesterday. If you're going to have a bargain, like the Bengals were a long shot as far as a bargain, you know, the odds to be great this year. So, and most people taking the Colts because, you know, those are still kind of long odds. Paulie took the Steelers, but is there a team there you go, boy, there's value there. If you want to take a flyer on a team this year, that team is?
Well, I agree with Paulie on the Steelers. I definitely agree on the Steelers. I've seen them at 10-1 to win their division, which to me is astounding. And I know from being in and around Pittsburgh for my entire life, anytime that the Steelers are overlooked and disregarded, that's just one of the ingredients that helps them, especially under Mike Tomlin. Have a pretty good team. You throw in Brian Flores, a second head coach, as your linebackers coach, they're going to be better than people think. Okay. In the NFC, I talked about this earlier today. I think the Vikings are going to win the NFC North. I think with an offensive head coach to replace the mess that they've had in recent years, revolving door of coordinators, they've got the talent on the offensive side of the ball. The defense doesn't need to be much better, and it was horrible last year. They can be surprisingly good.
I thought the Vikings would make the playoffs this year. I don't have a stronger feel like you do there, but like the Browns are plus 5,000. Seems like a decent number to jump on for them. The Raiders at plus 4,000. Dolphins plus, like, I don't know if there's a team that could be the Bengals this year. I guess that's the better way to put this.
Hey, Dan, in the AFC, look at the AFC. If I'm the Bills right now, I'm thinking, what in the hell did we do to get ourselves in the position where we're wearing the target? We haven't been to a Super Bowl in 30 years, yeah. And we got the target with 13 true contenders. Every team except the Texans, Jaguars, and Jets is a contender in the AFC. What a meat grinder that's going to be. It's going to be fun for us as fans, but it's going to be nerve-wracking to try to put your name on a prediction. I don't know what the hell is going to happen in the AFC.
When or does the story of Tom Brady's absence come out?
I do not know, Dan. All I know is he's back and better than ever.
Okay.
And ready to go. And he won't be leaving again until he does.
What about his podcast with Jim Gray and Larry Fitzgerald?
Oh, you mean with the hard-hitting questions that he's going to get every week from Jim Gray, his good buddy?
That sounded sarcastic, Mike.
No, I'm not being sarcastic at all. You know, it is must listen because you never know what he's going to say. That's where he said never say never about unretiring less than a week after he retired. So you definitely have to listen to Let's Go.
Did you almost interview Aaron Donald with the ground rules you couldn't ask him about the helmet swinging?
I was not afforded an opportunity to interview Aaron Donald.
We weren't either. We weren't on that guest list.
Hey Dan, I'm not going to name the player, but we had one earlier this year where there was some reason he was in the news. I can't even remember why. And they tried to say, you can't ask about that. And I told Matt Casey, the PFT Live producer, cancel it. I'm not doing it. I'm just not, because it's not a superstar. For a superstar, I'd at least try to negotiate. And you know, we got to ask the question. It's up to you to answer it. But I'm a hack. Well, I'm a hack anyway, but I'm a hack if I don't ask that question.
Yeah.
With this guy, I just said, are you kidding me? Bye-bye. Go sell your product somewhere else.
Well, who knows? You could get a Kyler Murray interview like I had at the Super Bowl a couple of years ago.
Well, that was memorable.
And the fact that it was live and you can't hide and there's a crowd there. We had a studio audience. I got his dad all the way across the room. I'm interviewing his dad now because Kyler didn't want to talk. And I'm going, what the hell am I doing?
Have you ever had a PR person interrupt you during an interview, though? That actually happened yesterday. Is this Aaron Donald tour. The PR person, it wasn't live, but it was live to tape. They're all live to tape if they're not live. Actually interjecting, saying he's not here to talk about that. Move along.
Well, I had it happen with Tonya Harding. I was interviewing her. And I started asking her about the Nancy Kerrigan. And then she said, hold on a second. Paul wants to talk to you. I don't know who Paul is. Paul comes on and said, what are we doing here, Dan? And I said, I'm doing an interview, Paul. Like, what are you doing here? But it hasn't happened recently. What, Paul?
It happened 2 months ago when we taped Tom Brady, and you guys were rolling. You and Tom were having a great conversation. We had a time limit, and all of a sudden the person organized said, we're going to have to wrap this up pretty soon. It was a quick jump in, but Brady's like, we're good, we're good. And Brady, to his credit, kept going.
We had 99.9% of the interviews we do are live because I do better. I like that feeling. But we did Brady because it was on his schedule. And we had 10 minutes. And then we got to 10 minutes, like a little bit after 10 minutes. And then I ask a question, and then the PR person jumps in and says, that's it. We're done. And then Tom goes, wait, he's got 3 hours on his show to fill. And I thought, okay. And then I ask him about, you know, could he go get his Super Bowl rings? How long would it take him to get them? And then he answered, and then that was it. Like, I was done with the interview because I was told. So she did jump in. Had it been live, she would have jumped in.
I've gotten texts from a producer telling us to rap, right? Yeah. That's the way you do it. You don't jump in. It's just amazing.
Well, Fritzy gets that, where I'm interviewing, I think we're rolling, and then Fritzy will go, we got to wrap up. He'll send me an email, got to wrap up. Hey, you got to wrap up. And I'm blowing through the stop sign because I think this guy's having a good time talking to us. And poor Fritzy, he faces the brunt of that.
It's a nice note that gets increasingly more terse as the 30 seconds.
Paulie's telling me we got to go to break.
Sorry, Florio.
Mike, I got to go.
Yeah. Right, you know what? My PR person is telling me I got to go too. So.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Line. Thank you, Mike. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Get a couple of phone calls in here. Cincinnati head coach Luke Fickell will join us. Former Ohio State nose guard. Back then you were a nose guard. Now it's nose tackle, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but back then when he played at Ohio State, he was a nose guard. Yes, Todd.
Because a nose guard now sounds like something if you have sleep apnea.
Yes.
It's like a CPAP device.
Yes, Paul.
Do you think the phrase, he's an edge rusher, is going to replace defensive end completely?
Yes.
I see. It seems pretty common.
Yeah, I could see that. Let me see. Dylan in Nevada. Dylan?
Hello.
Hi, Dylan.
Who's your favorite baseball player of all time?
Well, I'm going to ask you first, Dylan. How old are you?
10.
Okay. Your favorite baseball player in all of your years, all 10 years, your favorite baseball player of all time is who?
Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts. I like that. What position do you play?
First base.
Okay. I like that. Your favorite team?
Giants or Red Sox.
Hmm. You got to pick one, though. You're 10. Now's you got to decide here, Dylan.
Giants, then.
Okay, Giants it is. My favorite player of all time is Hank Aaron.
Okay.
But Dylan, school today?
Yep.
All right. Well, do well. And you know what? Maybe do a research project on Hank Aaron. Get some extra credit. Just learn who...
I have another question for you.
Okay.
Why don't you have any kids' T-shirts?
Kids' T-shirts. So the size-wise, something that'll fit you.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me talk to Seton O'Connor, who handles all of that. And Dylan, thanks for calling in, and good luck at school today. Yes, Seton. Why don't you have T-shirts for kids?
Going to have to hire Dylan to get more kids buying T-shirts, I think.
Supply and demand.
Supply and demand. Do a research paper, Dylan, on supply and demand.
Maybe
today.
Dylan could be the model
for
kids' T-shirts.
I'm into it.
Okay.
Yep.
Jeremy in Washington. Hi, Jeremy. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How you guys doing?
Great, Jeremy.
First, before I forget, I hope you guys have a great holiday weekend. With the NFL coming up, I'd like to know your dream Super Bowl match, not what people are going to, you know, show, predict, all that kind of stuff.
All right, so
what
this
your dream Super Bowl match would be. And you guys were talking about Jason Williams, a little note earlier. I'd just like to know what state he's living in, because it might be legal to smoke it. You just shouldn't smoke it.
All right. Thank you, Jeremy. I think White Chocolate lives in Florida. I don't know what their cannabis laws are.
That headline then is just this close to being Florida Man says Michael Jordan could score. It's this close.
Jason Williams, I mentioned in the first hour that he thinks Michael Jordan would have a harder time scoring now than he did when he led the league in scoring 10 times. Seton was imitating me as I was talking about this. I was a little too animated because I'm like, what is White Chocolate thinking? And Seton's like, oh, Michael Jordan, you can't say anything negative about Michael Jordan.
You got everyone out on the perimeter now. Jordan didn't have that.
Yeah, but when White Chocolate goes, hey, if you get by Drew Holiday, you got Brooke Lopez waiting for you. Okay, give me a better example. That's all. Brooke Lopez is going, oh, damn, I'm involved in this conversation. I don't want that.
What did I do?
Dan in Pennsylvania. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. First time, long time, 6 foot, 195. Mm-hmm. Hand size, 9 inches. Hey, I have a pie to the face bet that for anyone that would like to take it. Okay. So I'd like to wager that Notre Dame will win a national championship in football within the next 3 seasons. And for every year that they don't win the natty, I will take a pie to the face. But if they win one or more, then somebody on your end has to win has to take a pie to the face as well on your end.
Who wants a piece of Dan? All right, Dan's going to hang up and listen. I'll take your answer off the air. Yeah, Fritzy.
3 years is a big window. If he wants to say Notre Dame's going to do it this year.
No, it's not. Notre Dame, they're not winning a national title.
Not even in the next 3 years?
No, take him up on it.
We don't even know what conference they're going to be in tomorrow.
It doesn't matter. Take him up on it.
All right, let's go.
All right, Dan. Fritzy's there. Fritzy's there with the bet in the next 3 years. Let's see. Dale in Iowa. Oh, I don't have time, Dale. Let me get you at the top of next hour because we're up against a commercial break. By the way, the NFL season kicks off. It's a week from tonight. It'll be NBC and Peacock. It'll be the Buffalo Bills against Aaron Donald and the Rams. Let's see, my dream matchup. I'd like to see the Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl. Just not sure. Yes, Tom.
How about the Bills, Cowboys? Bills win because like 30 years ago, they embarrassed them like 2 years in a row when Dallas played Buffalo. Bills finally get one. Back after this.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.